you're going to have to vote.
Kia ora.
You're going to make a difference. You can't vote. You can't moan after the fact. Aye.
Aye.
So, I guess when you see our people that are, I'll use the word hoha, they become really hoha because they feel like they haven't been heard, then I want to just encourage them to say, to make a change, vote. And the other thing is that you're finding more Māori now starting to stand.
Kia ora.
Eh? So you would have seen whether it's in the Health Board and the Far North District Council, you would see a lot of Māori candidates standing. Mm. Whether it's for mayor, whether it's for the council and the wards and things like that, but there's a lot more. I think it's the biggest number they've had.
It is.
Eh?
In history.
In history. Wow. So, what's it saying? Okay?
Mm.
The word is, it needs to be an effective change.
Kia ora.
Eh?
Kia ora.
Effective change. So when you get Māoris not voting, that is a form of protest. Eh? That they're not happy about things at local government level. Eh? So it's very important, as I said, going back there, that they must engage with us under the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi,
mm.
with us as tangata whenua, and also as community as well.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, they can't ring fence us and say to us, oh, well, we'll put the Māoris and the community into one group, eh? Because there's a difference. Community is community, they will come and they will go. Eh? With us, our mana whenua will be for ake ake tonu atu.
Eh?
And that's the difference. So if I get voted in, those are some of the issues that I want to address within this council.
Mm.
That to make sure that the Treaty of Waitangi is not just tokenism, but it's acted upon and it's inbuilt into all the local levels to where it should be. We've got to vote to bring back this effective change or level the playing field.
Kia ora.
Because if we don't, we'll be talking the same issue 3 years' time at the next elections.
Kia ora.